Welcome to the Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. This is Alan Stang. And exciting news, ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday of this week, the day after tomorrow, Thursday, my guest over these microphones is going to be Dr. Henry Makow. Dr. Makow is, among many other things, of course, an expert on the subject of conspiracy. And I'm going to be asking Dr. Makow to explain various conspiracies to us. Every day my mailbox is full of messages about a so-called Jewish conspiracy, about a so-called Catholic conspiracy. There is a so-called Masonic conspiracy. There are other conspiracies. Dr. Makow is an avid student of all of these phenomena, and I'm going to be asking him on Thursday to tell us what he knows about them. So this should be a remarkably interesting discussion. I'm looking forward to it myself with great anticipation. So you will especially want to be with us on Thursday of this week when we will be talking about conspiracy, the theory and the implementation with Dr. Henry Makow. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, of course, the utterly fantastic situation we face here in the United States with regard to the election is heating up. One remarkable development: Senator Hussein has come out in favor of registering women for the draft. Now, this is a remarkable development, it seems to me. Senator McCain is opposed to drafting women, but Senator Hussein now comes out in favor of it. Isn't he the man who is going to change things? He's going to take us out of the war. There will be no more wars of opportunity under a Hussein administration. But here he says he wants to register women with selective service. On the other hand, Senator McCain says, no, do not register women. So, a remarkable development indeed. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, the situation continues with Sheriff Mike Scott, Lee County, Florida. He introduced a Republican rally recently, you may remember, and he says he had to give his full name, Michael Joseph Scott, to the Secret Service to be allowed to participate. Even though he's the sheriff of Lee County, he still had to give his three legal names in order to be permitted on the dais. When he got onto the dais, he spoke about the Democrat candidate, whose name is Barack Hussein Obama, and for mentioning that middle name, he is now being investigated by the Secret Service. He is now under investigation by the media. If you can believe all this, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client has a unique situation. Each client is first and foremost an individual. Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Again, Alan Stang.
As we go to press today, ladies and gentlemen, here on The Sting of Stang, remember that as we speak, we don't know whether Senator Hussein will be elected president or whether he will be arrested or perhaps deported. We can be pretty confident by now that he is an illegal alien. We can be sure of that. Because, remember, we had as our guest a couple of weeks ago, Philadelphia attorney Philip Berg, who, of course, has been a top Democrat Party official, and whose lawsuit is demanding discovery in the form of absolute documentation that Senator Hussein is a natural-born citizen. The problem could easily be solved if the Hussein campaign would release that documentation proving that he is a natural-born citizen, which, of course, you must be in order to serve as president under the Constitution. If he were to release that documentation, of course, it would justify him, prove he's been right all along, instantly squelch the issue, and it would make Attorney Phil Berg looks silly for bringing all this up, so there really would not be a downside were Senator Hussein to release this documentation, but the fact that he has not, the fact that the campaign has not released this documentation tells me that Phil Berg is correct. And that Senator Hussein was actually born in Kenya, His mother happened to be there at the time. And therefore that he is not and cannot be a natural-born American citizen, and therefore cannot serve as president under the law. In fact, apparently he lost his citizenship because of the vagaries of his mother's travels and marriages, and actually had to regain his naturalized citizenship. Again, the Hussein campaign could put all this to rest with the actual documentation. We have to come to this conclusion because it has not. And so, again, we don't know whether Senator Hussein will be elected, arrested, or deported. It's a remarkable, it's just one of many remarkable aspects of the present campaign. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, you may remember that yesterday it was, over these microphones, I quoted Greg Evenson, former Kansas State Police. And Greg Evenson was explaining what martial law would actually look like were it actually to be imposed upon us. Here's another look at the problem from Andrew C. Wallace. Andrew Wallace is another columnist for newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com. Andrew Wallace, former member of the Kentucky State Police. The reason it's so important, if you are lucky enough to get these reports from former members of law enforcement officials, is you get an inside look at what is happening, which is a lot more valuable than mere speculation. Andrew C. Wallace, Kentucky State Police, says in a column at newswithviews.com, he says, seniors who do not use their canes, walkers, and wheelchairs to defeat these scumbags will lose everything. Unless you defeat them with the rule of law, using November 4th elections, he's talking about Congress, of course, while we still have some sovereignty, the traitors will use force of arms to subjugate you, because they will correctly assume you to be worthless, cowardly, and ignorant. You have a choice, says Andrew C. Wallace. You have a choice. Defeat them now with the vote, or you will be forced to defend yourself later in a bloody civil war. It will not be easy, but if we can defeat these venal traitors at the polls, we have the people to rebuild our great country. But, says Andrew Wallace, but if you don't have the courage to get out the vote to defeat them, you and yours can expect to die homeless, hungry, and in pain as slaves, because you don't have the courage to do anything else. If you don't defeat them, you and yours can expect to die homeless, hungry, and in pain as slaves, because you don't have the courage to do anything else, says Andy Wallace, formerly of the Kentucky State Police. So that is where we are, ladies and gentlemen, as we approach the 2008 national elections here in the United States. We are literally talking about the possible end of this country. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of the Second Amendment. What is the real purpose of the Second Amendment? It certainly isn't gun sports. It certainly isn't the right to go shooting on weekends at a firing range. Although there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, and many people enjoy shooting sports. a lot of fun. But that is not, of course, the main purpose of the Second Amendment. The main purpose of the Second Amendment is not hunting, even though, of course, tens of thousands of Americans use their firearms to hunt. They take down game, which they then dress, and they eat the meat that they kill. Of course, a perfectly legitimate reason, stretching back long before the creation of our country. But it isn't the main purpose of the Second Amendment. The main purpose of the Second Amendment is not even self-defense. You would think, well, certainly self-defense has to be the main purpose. Sure, it's one of the purposes of the Second Amendment. Certainly it's one of the purposes, the ability to defend yourself. And you remember the little refrain, how does that go? The ode to the 38th special, as you go through life, brother, whatever be your size, when trouble comes, just call on me and I will equalize. Which is why the handgun has traditionally been called, among many other things, the equalizer. The equalizer. All right, but it isn't even the main purpose of the Second Amendment is not even self-defense, as certainly legitimate as that is. The main purpose of the Second Amendment is to enable the people to have what they need in case it becomes necessary to overthrow the government. That's the main purpose the Founding Fathers wrote the Second Amendment into the Constitution. Remember, today, the federal government has gotten totally out of control. It has become a monster of incredible size, of incredible power, of incredible viciousness when it decides to become vengeful. But when the federal government was created, it was a complete experiment. Remember now, there has been tremendous loyalty to the government of the United States engendered in the schools, tremendous patriotism, loyalty to the idea of the general government in Washington. But think back to when the federal government was created. There was no loyalty to it. It was an experiment, a newfangled experiment. The Founding Fathers had no idea whether it would last. If you want to try to recreate the feeling about it, imagine that you are creating a new municipal utility district, maybe some kind of a mud district or a water district or some kind of a new level of government. Would you feel any loyalty to it? No, it would just be a governmental arrangement, wouldn't it? And you might decide maybe to try it as an experiment and then to abolish it. There would be no feeling for it whatsoever. It would just be something you wrote on paper. That's all the federal government was in the beginning. It was an arrangement the Founding Fathers made to facilitate trade. To facilitate trade between the states was the main reason for it. Let's take another quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Stang, 800-313-9443. So, the Founding Fathers wrote the Second Amendment into the Constitution just in case, This experiment, this newfangled experiment, got out of control. The loyalty they had at the time was not to the federal government. The federal government had no history, no tradition. There was nothing to be loyal to. They were loyal to their states. They were loyal to the particular colony they came from, which, when the country was created, changed from a colony of England to an American state. And that loyalty persisted all the way through Lincoln's communist war to destroy the Union. Remember, during that war, military units were identified from by the state they came from, were they not? You would read about the 54th Wisconsin and so on, the 23rd Illinois and so on. Remember that the first man the Lincoln administration offered, to whom the Lincoln administration offered command of the Union forces, was the sublime Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee turned Lincoln down. He refused to accept command of the Union forces. He said, in that capacity, I could be asked, I could be required to fight against Virginia, my state, my home state of Virginia. I could not do that. So he declined the top command of the Union forces, and of course then went on to lead the forces of the Confederacy. There was no loyalty to the federal government. So the purpose of the Second Amendment, again, the main purpose, just in case, to overthrow the government. Remember, the President of the United States told us it could become necessary to do that, to overthrow the government. Who said that? The President said it. President Tom Jefferson. Now, what can we expect here? Well, one thing we're told is that we're hearing rumors, if Hussein does not win, the presidency, we can expect some kind of rebellion, some kind of black rebellion. We've been hearing hints to that effect. I don't expect that at all, because I do not believe that there are enough black Americans stupid enough to participate in such a rebellion. So I don't expect anything like that to happen. But if Senator Hussein is elected, because the people behind him have the same mentality, they are spiritual and political descendants of the same people who gave us Lincoln's communist war to destroy the Union. They have the same totalitarian, messianic, communist mentality as the people who have been thrusting us into all of these wars, tricking us into all of the wars we have fought for the last century, because they are the people who are behind him. You can expect that as part of their typical insanity, if he is elected, they will continue to press and press and press, pushing you, pushing you, pushing you, until Mr. Push runs into Mr. Shove. Senator Hussein says this. He says, I will ask for your service and your active citizenship when I am president. This will be a central cause of my presidency. What does he mean by he will ask for your service? People of all ages, stations, and skills will be asked to serve. I will set a goal for all American middle and high school students to perform 50 hours of service a year, and for all college students to perform 100 hours of service a year. I will call on a new generation of Americans to join our military. I will expand AmeriCorps to 250,000 slots and make that increased service a vehicle to meet national goals like providing health care and education, saving our planet, and so on. Suppose you don't want to devote all those hours to the federal government. What happens then? Are you inducted by force? Let's take another break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Again, our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, 800, toll-free, of course, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Stang, here's a letter that Eagle Research received from somebody in South Carolina, M.E. in South Carolina. He says, I burned myself badly with a soldering iron, giving me a small second-degree burn on the top of my index finger and a large second-degree burn on the inside of my middle finger. I used the XL laser. Now, that is one of the frequency balancing instruments designed and marketed by Eagle Research. He says, I use the XL laser to treat the larger burn on the inside of the finger so that I could bend it again. I use the laser a little on both sides to treat the pain, for which it was very effective, but mostly on the larger burn. The larger burn healed faster and with less visible damage left than the smaller burn. The larger burn area looks almost completely normal, while the smaller one is still healing and looks like it may have a scar. I can say for a fact that the XL laser helped my burn heal faster, says M.E. in South Carolina. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is no surprise, of course, because we know that the military the military is buying thousands of these little handheld soft lasers. They're called, sometimes they're called cold lasers or low-level lasers. And they are using them with the combat troops who, unfortunately, are wounded in action. They distribute them so that the troops can begin working on their problems with the laser even before the medevac people show up, increasing survival and increasing recovery. So the cold laser is something that the federal government has approved and is buying in large amounts to use with the troops. So there you have just one example, ladies and gentlemen, of what we talk about when we talk about the instrumentation designed and marketed by Eagle Research. If you'd like more information about it, simply go to my website, alanstang.com, alanstang.com, and click on Health at the right side of the page, and that will take you to a lot of information, different articles about the Eagle Research technology. And you can click on Store at the top of the home page to see pictures of what I'm talking about. And if you'd like to order something, you can do it right there. If you have questions, why, simply get in touch with us. Eagle Research would be happy to answer any questions you may have. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Senator Hussein is talking about service to the country. Will that be mandatory service? Will you be drafted to do this service, as much as 100 hours he's talking about in one place? What if you don't want to do that service? Will that service be conducted? Will it all be conducted in German? I mean, these are important questions, but typically nothing is spelled out. Nothing is nailed down. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a perfectly legitimate question here, and notice that at the McCain rallies, you've got a remarkable situation where people are absolutely in a fury, in a rage. They are angry not just at the possibility that illegal alien Senator Hussein could be elected president. They are angry at the McCain campaign. More and more, you wonder, it's a curious paradox, is it not? El Senador Juan McCain does everything he can to get the nomination. Every 4 years, he's back trying to get the nomination. Finally, after trying again and again to get the nomination, the Republican nomination for president, finally he gets it. This year, 2008, finally achieves his dream, his goal of becoming the nominee. But then once he gets the nomination, it appears that he doesn't really want to be elected. Isn't this a curious paradox? I do not pretend to have an explanation for it. I don't understand it myself. But it does appear that that is what is happening, doesn't it? He could go after Hussein. Notice, Hussein is doing everything to win. Legal, illegal. At the Hussein campaign, they don't care what it is. They are registering 7-year-olds. They are registering drunks. They are registering corpses to vote Democrat, to vote for Senator Hussein. They are withholding information. They are withholding proof of Senator Hussein's birth to prove that he is qualified under the Constitution to be president. They lie wall to wall, up and down. Hussein wants to be president. But there is so much in his background, his communist background, from there has never been a candidate like this, trained to be a communist from earliest childhood by a communist party, revolutionary and pervert and degenerate, trained throughout his life to be a communist party activist, first by this man Davis in Hawaii, then by communist terrorist, violent communist terrorist William Ayers in Chicago. All of the communist record of this man, El Senador Juan McCain could go after this man, could absolutely wipe Hussein, wipe the floor with Hussein, with these perfectly legitimate exposés of the facts. He refuses to do so. And so you've got Republicans at these McCain rallies who are furious not just with Hussein, they're furious with McCain. So this curious paradox remains. He does everything to become the nominee. Every 4 years, he's back. Oh, no, he's back. It's McCain. He's back. Now he finally is the nominee. He puts the ball on the ground and returns to the bench. I don't pretend to understand it myself, ladies and gentlemen. That is what is happening, of course. That is the fact. Maybe at some point down the road we'll find out what is happening. Meanwhile, it does appear as we speak. Could it be that the Conspiracy for World Government has chosen Senator Hussein to be the next president? Of course, every 4 years they let us have two nominees, both of whom they control, both of whom they own, and then they let those nominees fight it out. Could it be Hussein is the one they want this year? Remember, we have seen again and again that at the very top, when Mr. Push meets Mr. Shove, at the very top, both parties are the same. As we saw in the recent Goldman Sachs swindle, Goldman Sachs, of course, Wall Street communists, Goldman Sachs owns Senator Hussein. Goldman Sachs owns El Senador Juan McCain. The Conspiracy for World Government controls them both. So we are talking about something of a charade, but within the charade, within this electoral charade, you do have this curiosity. It would be scary to get inside McCain's head, very scary. But maybe if we were able to do that, we would find out the answer to this paradox. Remember, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking a few moments ago about the Second Amendment. Remember, we reminded you that the main purpose of it is to overthrow the government when necessary, but the Founding Fathers also warned us that did not mean that for the slightest little cause you go off half-cocked and overthrow the government, as in a banana republic. No. Remember, in the Declaration, the nation's birth certificate, President Jefferson talked about a long train of abuses. In order to do something like that, you would have to weigh it very carefully. There would have to be a long, long train of abuses leading in one specific direction. You don't want to go off half-cocked. You need to restrain yourself. Of course, I'm simply reminding you of something you already know. That's what the Founding Fathers told us. All right, here's a report last week. A report last week from the Globe and Mail. Globe and Mail, a Canadian newspaper. The Toronto Globe and Mail. Big, important Canadian newspaper. Margaret Wendt, she is the columnist. She's reporting from Southern California to her Canadian newspaper, the Globe and Mail. She says, flipping back and forth between the two political debates the other night, I felt a weird sense of dislocation. Don't these people know what's going on? Stock markets are in turmoil, banks are failing, the Western world is in total financial panic. But in Washington, politicians could not resist their chance to lard up the biggest bailout plan in history with a few tidbits of pork. They just can't help themselves, I guess, she says, this Canadian correspondent. And here is her description of what is happening in Southern California. In parts of Southern California, for example, half of all house sales are repossessions. These houses are not crumbling heaps in inner city slums. They are spacious, nearly new places on quarter-acre lots with spiral staircases, swimming pools, hot tubs, broad loom, and sweeping views of the hills. Many of the abandoned houses are full of stuff the owners left behind. They didn't have the money to get a moving van, so they took what they could throw in the car and took off, says a local man whose business, clearing out abandoned houses, is booming. We don't even know where they went. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? It sounds like it's happening in Southern California. It sounds like a movie script. Does it not? Some kind of science fiction horror movie script, maybe? You've got these expensive or previously expensive homes, swimming pools, spiral staircases, hot tubs, everything. The people just pile what they can in a car. They can't even afford a moving van. They pile what they can in the car. They take off. They leave everything there. As if they were repossessed. She says, clearing out a house is called a trash out. A trash out. But people leave behind much more than trash. They leave computers, printers, flat-screen TVs, new furniture, children's toys, all the stuff that used to be so easy to buy on credit. Charities don't want it. Can you believe all this? Every aspect of it is insane. Where does it go? It all goes in the dumpster. It's expensive. Computers, printers, furniture. Why don't charities want it? Isn't that a curiosity? Wouldn't you think they would want what people just abandoned so they could distribute it to people who don't have it? No, it goes in the dumpster. Recently, a local television station, KCET, which I remember watching when I lived there, KCET, followed the trash out squad around a sprawling area known as the Inland Empire, east of Los Angeles. You're talking about Riverside, San Bernardino, out there. This was once the promised land where people came to achieve the American dream. Houses were big, gas was cheap, mortgages were practically free. People were able to get mortgages worth 5 to 10 times their incomes. Now, 700 families are losing their houses every day. Again, this is the Globe and Mail correspondent from Southern California a few days ago. She says people know months in advance that they're headed for foreclosure, but they leave in a hurry. says the trash out entrepreneur. They're depressed and panicked and aren't thinking straight. They take their wallets and purses and the shirts on their backs. They just disappear. Where do these folks go? They've left everything behind except their clothes and obviously their wallets and purses, which probably contain a few bucks. What happens to them? It does sound like a movie script, doesn't it? Let's take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
This report in the Toronto Globe and Mail, the Canadian newspaper, the reason it's so dramatic, so horrifying, is I haven't run across this information anywhere in the American media. Now, it's perfectly possible I've just missed it, but I have not run across it. And she tells us, Margaret Wendt, the correspondent, Southern California correspondent for the Globe and Mail. She's reporting from the Inland Empire in Southern California, San Bernardino, Riverside, in there, Beaumont, She says, across the Inland Empire, the lawns are brown and the swimming pools are green. Teams of city workers have fanned out to drain the pools, which have become breeding grounds for mosquitoes and West Nile virus. Meanwhile, new businesses have sprung up to spray the brown lawns with green dye and ready the empty houses for resale. It looks like a ghost town around here, says one homeowner, who has watched as half his neighbors disappeared. Again, they just vanish. It sounds like the invasion of the body snatchers. You go to bed in the evening, you say goodbye, good night to your neighbor. You get up the next morning, your neighbor is gone, vanished. One homeowner says he paid $399,000 for his house. Now he says the house down the street is going for about $180,000. Margaret Wentz says, you get the sense that this family, too, may soon join the flood of mortgage refugees. For the past decade, the American dream has been built on a house of cards, credit cards. But getting out of debt is far more excruciating than getting into it. Deleveraging is what it's called, and it's hard. In fact, I was totally unaware of this, but there are companies, there are businesses now, big businesses, that are, they conduct these trash outs. It's called the trash out business. These are businesses that go to these homes that have been abandoned, where everything is left, and they have to clean the house out to try to make it ready for resale. Now, who is going to buy these homes? Well, if you skedaddle out to Southern California, you can get one of these houses with a brown lawn painted green. You can get a $400,000 house for $180,000 right now, it appears. So you may want to consider skedaddling out to the Inland Empire out there. As soon as they clear out the family photos lying on the bed, the Bible left behind, the toddler's floppy-eared hat, the marriage license resting on a dresser. This is some of the stuff they leave behind. A diploma from a high school. As soon as they clear all of that out, the trash out man, why, you could get in and take a look. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, to be with us. Remember on Thursday especially, when we'll be talking with Dr. Henry Makow about the different conspiracies that we hear so much about. That's another edition of The Sting of Staying. Thanks for being with us. Be with us tomorrow. Same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.